From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Aftermath of the coup continues in Turkey. Police raided Istanbul's main courthouses as security forces sought to arrest more than 170 members of the judiciary today. The crackdown has continued in the aftermath of last month's failed coup attempt. The purge is straining relations with Western allies, who Turkish officials say appear more concerned by the crackdown than the failed coup that killed 240 people. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Offices of the courthouses were searched and dozens of people were detained. Those held are accused of being followers of the US-based Turkish cleric Fethullah Gulen, who prosecutors claim were behind the last month's coup attempt. Gulen denies any involvement in July's attempted military takeover. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Sunday, pledged to root out all those involved with the cleric.
Milletimize bu ihaneti yapanlardan hesap sormak.
It's our binding duty to bring traitors to account and eradicate FETÖ, he said. FETÖ is the acronym for Fethullah Terrorist Organization. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
In an address on Sunday, Erdogan declared the country had profoundly changed since the coup attempt and the way he would rule would change. Observers say building a political consensus offers the best chance for Turkey to get out of the present turmoil, but how the ongoing crackdown develops could ultimately determine whether such a consensus can be sustained. Iraqi Kurdish forces backed by U.S.-led airstrikes have begun an operation to retake villages around Mosul from Islamic State militants. Brigadier General Iskander Farik Kurdi said his forces attacked from two directions and some ISIS territory had been liberated. The military operation is a major step in the attempt to retake Mosul.